to them who can love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. That's reading three verses from Romans chapter number 8. I ask you to pray for us today. Seems like allergies have really done a number. Told Alice this morning, it wasn't raining down the throat, making it irritated, just running down the nose. So I'm kind of in that situation. You are there, any of you as well. Our text that I've read in our hearing, probably most children of God that know and have quoted in their lives. We often use these verses as a safe haven when we're dealing with some kind of trouble or trial in our lives. As a matter of fact, I have even heard on the television programs that God's people will reference these verses. And I've heard of people just make the comments, well, you know, the Bible says that all things work together for good. But I've got to confess to you today that there are times in my life that I've tried to fit my situation into these verses. The problem is, there are things about what we go through that's hard to understand. I got an email just the other day from a preacher friend that I've known for years. He prayed for me during the days of my cancer. I prayed for him through his trials of life as well. But he sent an email He said, back a few years ago, I almost died battling COVID. I remember that. And he said, last year, the ministry I worked for closed the doors. My livelihood was gone. He said, "Hell, I had a hard fall and crushed my shoulder, needing extensive surgery." And then he said, on top of that, my wife and I've been married 45 years. It appears our marriage is over. He said, I thought it was a lifetime relationship. Now it's gone. In the email, he referenced these verses. He said, "I struggle to understand why it's like it is." I know we all have those questions at times. Why did my loved one have to die? Why did my child rebel? Why did I have to lose my health and my strength? Why was my job the one they cut out? Why did they tell lies about me and ruin my reputation? And the list goes on and on. But with the help of the Lord today, I'd like to look at these verses again, try to share a few thoughts on this, balancing what we don't know with what we do know, balancing what we don't know with what we do know. I've learned that my difficult thing is finding the balance. I know there are things that I know that I struggle to find the balance about those things I don't know. So Paul is writing, dealing with those very things. I notice, first of all, the certainty of God's people. Paul says in verse 28, "And we know." That word or the phrase "we know" are words of certainty. Paul is not saying, "I think I'm persuaded." He's not saying, "I really believe." But Paul says, we know. He is saying, it is of a certainty. I realize there are some things we can know. I'll admit there's a lot of things I don't know. But Paul is saying there are some things we can know. The Bible has the words we know some 30 times in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, Paul says it 3 times in this chapter. Paul says there are some things we just know. Preacher, what is Paul suggesting here that he knows? I believe this has to do with knowing the sovereignty of God. Paul says we know that God is the one in charge of all things. We know, Paul is saying, absolutely know that everything is in the hands of God. Paul said we know that. Some people may look at that and have the idea, well, does that mean that we are only puppets on a string and God manipulates us? That's not the idea at all. The idea is that God is the overseer of your life. God sees and knows all about the order, the events, the times of our lives. With God living in our hearts, it means that everything that happens to us, God has a reason and a purpose for it all. You realize God knew the day I would be born. God knows the day that I'll die. And He knows everything in between those two events. God knows all about it. Preacher, how can we know that for sure? We know it because of the Word of God. I meet men like Abraham, Joseph. Think about Job and Daniel. I think about Esther. How the God worked behind the scenes in their lives. I love the life of Joseph. Joseph was sold by his brothers, put in prison. But in the end, Joseph said, God meant it for good. Joseph said, everything that's happened in my life, God meant it all for good. We know it also by others' experiences. I've seen it in other people's lives. How did God work behind the scenes, bringing them through things? I know it by personal experience. I have seen God do amazing things in my own life and family. I could tell you time after time, dealing with situations far beyond my means. But then God comes through just the right moment. He had it all worked out. I just didn't know it. But I not only see that, I see the consideration of God's purpose. Paul said we know that all things work together for them, for good for them to love and love God. Paul seems to be saying that if we love God and are called according to His purpose, all things will work together. He did not say most things. He did not say some things. Paul said all things. The sum of them all. Paul is not saying that whatever happens to Christians is always good, because bad things do happen. But he is saying that in all things, even those that seem so bad or so hard, it doesn't hinder God from working good in our lives in it. Paul isn't even saying that God works out things for our comfort, our convenience, or our health. Neither is Paul saying, well, everything will just work out. Paul isn't saying that. Paul is saying when it comes to the lives of God's children, those that love Him, those that serve Him, we know that all things will work together for their good. And I'm going to just hasten to say, that doesn't work for everybody. That doesn't work for sinners, because they don't love God. It doesn't work out for them in time or eternity. But Paul says this verse works for those who love God and for those who are called according to His purpose. What things is Paul talking about? Paul's reference goes back to verse 18. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Paul is talking about sufferings, this life. It doesn't mean we'll understand it all. It doesn't mean we'll enjoy it all. But it means we can realize God has a purpose in all we face in life. I believe when you truly love God, I believe when you realize God has changed your life and your desire is to honor Him. I believe that somewhere in the midst of suffering, you can stand on the ash heap like Job and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And even in the middle of suffering and sorrows, you can say, blessed be His name. I have talked to Freddie and Holly. I've talked to Kevin. Talked to Henry when he is still living. And everyone would say the same thing in the middle of heartaches and sorrows. God's still good. Standing on the ash heap of their situation, they could say, God's still good. God's still good. Paul said it's all working together for our good. That means the idea of all the ingredients coming together. Over the years, I've watched Shayna crochet various things. I've watched with amazement as she would take a skein of yarn, a ball of yarn, and sit with those hooks. And I would watch her as her hands would work. And I would look at it and think, what in the world is she making? Usually or often it is a pattern in her own mind. Something she's worked out in her mind, her heart. And she'll work it up. Sometimes it'll make a beautiful scarf or even a baby blanket. But with the design in her mind and the work of her hands, she's brought a good work. But I've seen her at the same time stop and all of a sudden she'll get a hold of that yarn and she'll just unravel nearly the whole thing. At times I've asked in the past, what's wrong? She said, just wasn't right. So I'm going to redo it. Preacher, what in the world are you getting at? Sometimes the Lord has to unravel things in our lives. And I don't have all the answers for that. That preacher I was talking about earlier, he said, I know some things happen because of sin, but not all of them. But he said, I don't understand why these things have happened. I guarantee you, Henry would have said that. Kevin has said it. Ollie has said it. Jerry G. Owen would say it. Don't know why. I'll be honest, I've wondered many a time, Lord, why am I those problems? Why? But sometimes God unravels our lives, takes away out of our comfort zone, that we might just fall before Him and say, God, I'm yours. If you've got to unravel my life to redo me and make me what you want me to be, that's all right. Kevin has said to me on occasions, I know God's got a purpose. I know He's got a plan. Don't have the answers. But He said, I know He's got a plan. Just like Shayla with her yarn, sometimes God unravels and works us up again to bring the finished product that He wants in our life, our hearts. But then I see the conclusion of God's plan. I'm not going to get into it. Verse 29, He said, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. You see, bottom line, I believe that is God's purpose and plan. He wants to make us more like Jesus. He wants to be able to look at our lives. And He says, I see my Son on their face. I see my Son in their heart. And I see Jesus in their attitudes. I see my Son in them. That's what He wants to see in us. I don't have all the answers for all of the problems. There's a preacher I've often read after. I've mentioned him here in the past. A preacher named Ron Dunn. He's already gone home to be the Lord. He had a son that committed suicide 3 days after that funeral. He preached from Romans 8 and 28. But he made a statement and he said, His love in time past forbids me to think He will ever leave me at last in trouble to seek. He said, God's love for me in time past forbids me to think now that His love will leave me in trouble to seek.
I don't know where all you may be today, maybe emotionally, spiritually. Seems like we go from hurt to hurt, don't we? Seems like so many are dealing with so much. I could just gaze at almost every pew is dealing with things. Things we often don't know why. We all have those questions. But I'm glad that we can find a balance between what we don't know and what we do know. Those things we're going through today, we don't have all the answers now. Somewhere God will give an answer. He'll help us understand what it's all about. Brother David, would you give us a song? We'll stand and sing. There may be a need in your heart today. Something you're wrestling with. There could even be a need of salvation in your heart. Through the Sunday school lesson and now realizing that you need the Lord. This altar is open for whatever need you may have. Just stand to our feet.